Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about law of attraction and personal growth, creating a clear path to success in your life. We deal with relationships, drug addictions, and alcoholism, and much more. How to create the life that you've always wanted. Be right back with the host, Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. See you in a bit. Hello and welcome. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is the formula for success. ITFAR. I-T-F-A-R. ITFAR. So I stands for influence. T stands for thoughts. F stands for feelings. A stands for action. R stands for results. And what does it all mean? ITFAR. So our influences create our thoughts that create a feeling, that create an action, and the end result is our result. So we have influences in our lives. We have bosses, we have co-workers, we have husbands or wives, we have kids, we have parents. Those are our influences. Influences are the people that we meet. So for example, if that influence in your life is saying something negative to you, that puts a thought in your mind. That influence, their influence puts a thought in your mind that creates a feeling within your mind, within your soul. And how you react to your feelings is your action. And what happens in your life is your result. Does that make sense? So your influence in your life creates a thought, then a feeling, then an action, and then the result. And I'm going to give you an example in my life. So when I was in high school, a long time ago, 31 years ago, I had this teacher state to me, "Why aren't you smart enough? Why aren't you smart like your brother?" This is a teacher. So his influence put a thought in my head that I'm not smart enough. The feeling was I had sadness. The feeling was I hated that guy. The action I took is I punched him in the face. So just imagine the 16-year-old kid in grade 11 or 15-year-old punching this teacher in the head. And the result from that was I got suspended. I had to apologize to the teacher. It carried through my life for nearly 28 years until I faced that reality. 28 years. So is there something in your life that influences your thoughts towards your feelings and then towards your actions and then becomes your end result? So how do you change that? How do you change the result through all those influences in your life? And I have many other stories of my own that influenced my life to my end result or to my reality in my life. So influences can be, I don't like to use this word, but I'm going to use it, is controlled. You can control your influences in your life by the people you hang around with. And that may be people that are drinking too much around you, that are negative around you, that are always angry. And you have this thought, why am I around these people when the end result is get me in trouble or whatever it may be. Or they're negative, they bring me down. And it may not be what the path that you really, really want. And if that is your path, then you should think about your whole life and how to deal with it and how to improve your life. But we're talking about influences. And influences could be your parents. In my life, both my parents were quite negative. So I chose for them not to be in my life because they are so negative. That's my choice. Because we do have choices in life. And now my thought is, I appreciate my parents. They brought me into this world. They are my parents, but I don't need to be around them. And my feelings are much more pleasant because I can live the life that I've always wanted, my own way. And my actions are much different towards people, towards my life, and my result is much different. Because they're always worrying about, always influencing me about, oh, you have to work hard in your life to make money. You can do your passions, I believe, but they never thought that. Go get a job. How about living my passions? If they would have taught me that, much different. But that's them. So if you have influences in your life that are not serving you, time to reassess maybe. Maybe. It's up to you. It's all up to you. You may have to reassess and think about what end result you want in life. Because that's all about yourself. No one else can make you happy. No one else can create your success. But you have the ability to assess your life on your influences and how you want to feel and what your actions are towards life are and what your results are going to be. This is the life path that you want to live. You may have to change and shift some things around it. So it's very simple. It's called ITFAR. So your influences create a thought and a feeling and then an action and then a result in your life. This is the law of attraction. When we start to shift that and change that, we start to have different results in our life. Much different. And I'm telling you, by experience, it does apply to life. It applies to business. It applies to so many aspects of life. So just imagine you have a customer that influences you and changing your prices all the time, and you actually do change your prices because of that client. It means he's influencing you to change the way you're thinking, and then you start losing money and then you go out of business. Yes, there's negotiation, but you can stay strong. He's buying from you. You can go out and find new customers. It means he can go out and find new product from somewhere else. Steady fast. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth within your life. How to create a clear path to success, one step at a time. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back. I'm so happy and grateful everybody coming back for the recap. So the recap is the I stands for influence. T stands for thoughts. F stands for feelings. A stands for action. The R stands for results. So number one. Number two is you have the ability to control your influences in your life. That's the first one. Your thoughts can be also be analyzed in the sense of how you're thinking about that influence in your life. And your feeling is can be changed as well. And your action automatically changes and your result changes. So everything down the line for ITFAR will shift your life to the next level. This one principle can change the way you feel. And your end result will be change your life forever. Change mine. I highly, highly recommend practicing this, working on it every single day for your success. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, always live the life that you always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of within your life. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.